Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you Google or startpage.com the term healthcare and click news, many of the mainstream news articles you will read, like this one out of the Boston Globe last night, they admit, the liberals admit, the real liberals, I mean, at least they're honest about wealth redistribution, they go, hey, this is just the banks and insurance companies. This actually cuts Medicare and Medicaid and cuts people's health care. This is horrible. What are you doing? What are you thinking? And that's why the Obamanation administration, he really is an abomination, because he's the latest version of fraud. Presidents are just going to get more evil from here, more slick. We're lucky we've had old globalist dinosaurs running things. They're smart, they're wicked, but the world grew too fast for them. Now the younger, slicker Harvard lawyers are getting in, and we're in trouble. But the good news is people are now more awake. So even though the globalists have upped their game, at a certain point when you know it's all lies, it doesn't fly anymore. Look, this is out of the Metro Desk, Boston Globe, Matt Verser. Brown, healthcare bill hurts mass. State Senator Scott P. Brown blasts his Democratic rival in the U.S. Senate race today for her support of the national healthcare plan that Brown says would raise taxes and fees on Massachusetts residents and businesses without providing any benefits. And you go on and read article after article by liberals, Howard Dean, Michael Moore, Dennis Kucinich. I mean, I've always said it. If we're going to have socialism, why couldn't we just give it to poor people? That's not how it works. And then it creates a bunch of deadbeats who are then under government control. I mean, you understand, they've now got half the population on the government payroll. And they're bringing in 3 million illegals, 1 million legals. And within another decade, they'll have a Trump-proof foreign constabulary who will vote to take all your guns and who will vote for total communism and who will vote for anything if they're given handouts. What did Thomas Jefferson say? If we ever allow the people, through a pure democracy, to vote themselves public largesse, we will have a dictatorship overnight. 51% will rob the other 49. Got it? And then people start becoming like Russians were. Why should I produce? Why should I work? Why should I build a business? You know, middle class and poor Russians who had a good-looking wife or daughter, they had them dress ugly. Because a commissar, just rape your daughter, take her away, kill her. If she fought off their advances, they'd send her to a death camp. If you had a little business, you know, they would, the communists, after a bunch of people starved to death and they were losing slaves, said, okay, well, you can have a small business on the side, or you can have a half acre you can grow stuff on, but as long as so they could rob it. People said, I'm not going to plant anything for you. And they'd say, you better plant, or I'm going to rape your daughter. They love it, ladies and gentlemen. All the control freaks, all the savages, all the backstabbers, all the leechers, all the criminals, given unlimited power over you. That's communism, that's fascism, that's big government in all its horrible flavors. Secret police, black uniforms, secret arrest, torture, youth brigades, everything's being set up. And every control freak, every devil, every degenerate, every lazy sicko bully turned loose. Not me! You wage war on me, I'm waging info war on you to rally every red-blooded human against you. And then you're going to try all your dirty tricks and all your nastiness. But by then, the sleeping giant will be awake. And in your hour of supposed victory, you're going to be crushed. Lord knows I won't be there to see it, but I can already see the victory.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me go over exactly what's happening with the staged underwear bomber. I'm going to read this article by Aaron Dykes, and I'm going to go through backup articles and other subsections that elaborate on this. Now, remember, in the new year, 10, 11 months ago, over and over again on radio, I said, they're going to have mass shootings at shopping malls and army bases, and they're going to attempt and are going to succeed in some cases to blow up airplanes with more shoe bombers. Because that's the provocateur program we've already identified, both the mass shooting profile and the airplane profile, and we've seen other staged events over and over again. And the globalists get these programs they're running, they do the same thing over and over again until they launch a new program. And then it takes us a while to identify that program, then we understand it. This is criminology. And of the elites, one thing, they are certainly pathological. Now, let me go over this article. Bombshell, evidence clearly indicates staged attack on Detroit flight. That's the InfoWars version headline. The Prison Planet headline is bombshell, inside job, or inside job bombshell. Evidence clearly indicates staged attack on Detroit flight. And we're going to continue to cover this and health care and the globalist carbon tax takeover. Those are the big issues. CNN airs eyewitness testimony confirming what we told you on Sunday, that well-dressed Indian accomplice helped the underwear bomber board without passport, and that man on plane filmed entire flight and bombing attempt. Entire flight. People were wondering, why is he? And specifically, he filmed the entire flight aiming it at the underwear bomber. The entire flight. And just like John Hinckley Jr. and every one of these other people, the shooter of Reagan, the shooter of John Lennon, they're always come from rich families, big bankers. Look at the Hinckleys having dinner with the Bushes two nights before the attack. That's Denver Post on Reagan. Maybe I'll get Paul Craig Roberts to talk about that sometime on air. He talked to us privately when we went to interview him at his home in Florida. I better just shut up. I've already said it. Call Roberts. Try to get him on for 20 minutes this week. Just tell him about the economy and where he sees it going, and then I'll bring on the other point since I just did that. I can't. There's too much information. I just know these people. It's the same thing over and over again. Bombshell. Evidence clearly indicates staged attack on Detroit flight. CNN airs eyewitness testimony that well-dressed Indian accomplice helped the underwear bomber board without passport, and that man on plane filmed entire event and bombing attempt. And they've said the FBI doesn't want to talk to him. And the FBI doesn't want to talk to the families, multiple witnesses who saw the sharp-dressed man bring him in through security and order them to put him on the plane with no ticket, no passport, no ID. It's not just passport. It's no nothing. They told him he was from a totally different country, Sudan. Hey, TSA, you want to find the terrorist? Next time you see somebody flashing security badges, leading some idiot onto a plane named Akeem or Abdul or something, you go ahead and frisk them. There's been some cases where this has happened. You're going to find the goodies. That happened in Britain. Paul Watson did an article about that. Oh, heaven help me. The British police didn't go along with it. Said, no, we're not letting these people in. You're trying to lead onto the plane. Again, British intelligence trying to lead them onto the plane. Oh, yeah, Abdul, you're going to get a lot of money and get to be an agent with us. Just carry out this drill. You stupid patsies. Lee Harvey Oswald, McVeigh, every single time. I hope you special forces people who they're grooming to be set up, I hope you know you're expendable. I hope all of you, I know they're training white Al-Qaeda brigades right now, the FBI, CIA, and others are, and they're going to set you up. You're all a bunch of sociopath criminals, though. I know, hey, there's hundreds of you, and there's only a couple of you going to get set up, drugged up, and then publicly executed. I understand that, but you still need to get it through your head that you're a bunch of sick freaks. No honor among you people. Evidence is emerging that clearly indicates the underwear bomber was more than just a Nigerian extremist carrying out his anger through an ill-conceived plot to ignite a powdery explosive substance on board a flight to the United States. Eyewitnesses' testimony pointing to a man helping the accused terrorist board without a passport. Folks, if real terrorists want to blow something up, they blow up soft targets. Buses, shopping malls, churches. They drive a truck in. They put bombs, and they've got a lot of different explosives, especially gas-based. And most, and believe me, they send terrorists into an airport and have terrorists check their bags and luggage. You target three airplanes. Guaranteed, 95% of the time, all three will make it through. These are not real terror attacks. The government wants the president to strip search you. Clinton signed an executive order to take blood from you at the DMV. They're just now getting around to implementing it. You understand? Eyewitness testimony pointing to a man helping the accused terrorist board without a passport, along with an unusual cameraman documenting the attempted attack and the entire flight. That's the handler going, see, we led you through security. See, we're here videotaping. We're just testing to see if airport security picks up on it. Play along. It's all a drill. Imagine that moron now. He's being told right now, just play along. And the FBI doesn't want to question the guy videotaping him or the people that saw him being led on. Oh, no, let's not talk about that. Just like they told James Woods, who saw them drilling the week before 9/11, to shut up. On board the plane, again, along with an unusual cameraman documenting the attempted attack, on board the plane raise more than red flags. They point towards an intelligence operation run as a drill meant to conjure up public support for a number of fronts in the coming war on terror. Yeah, they hired an Egyptian intelligence agent, Ahmad Salam, had him cook a bomb, train the driver. They hired two people on New York welfare right at the retardation level. Ran it out of a mosque where there was a blind extremist cleric, so he couldn't notice what was going on. Then the FBI informant, Ahmad Salam, came to him and said, okay, you made me build a real bomb. That wasn't agreed to, and we got to stop them. They're about to bomb it. And they said, no, we're letting it go forward. And he knew he was being set up, so he recorded hour after hour of them talking about how they were going to let it happen. And that made it the New York Times and CBS News the first day until it got shut. Now, he gave a press conference on the steps of the courthouse. He figured, and it would have been Ahmad Salam blew up the World Trade Center towers. But he was smart. And that investigation started coming out, so Clinton immediately launched an attack on Waco as a distraction. They know what they're doing. Just like this is a distraction for health care. Remember what Michael Savage even said 6-8 months ago? In fact, you guys pull up Savage says Obama may stage terror. I'm going to play that clip. He's actually said it a bunch of times, but just find one of the YouTube. Savage says, because, you know, a lot of you are new listeners, and you love Michael Savage, so maybe if you hear it from him, you'll understand this. This is guaranteed staged. Guaranteed. Because not just all this on-the-ground evidence, but the way they hyped it, the way the troops are already in Yemen, the way they announced on the news beforehand. Listen to this. This was on December 24, 2009, the day before the Associated Press battle against al-Qaeda stepped up in Yemen. Here's a New York Times headline. Ooh, exactly the same. Battle against al-Qaeda stepped up in Yemen. Here's a BBC. Almost identical. The day before. That's when the order went out. Yemen. New frontier in U.S. war on terror. It's hard to keep reporters from... for 24 hours before without trying to scoop each other. Just like they scooped each other with Building 7 an hour before the feds blew that sky high on 9/11, the exact way the building blew and fell got released to BBC, AP, Reuters, and got hammered out. Just like hours before they even released the name or had captured Lee Harvey Oswald, they already had his picture and name in Asian and Australian newspapers because they got the time zones off. They always make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. This is smoking gun info. And it goes on and on and on. At least 2,000 U.S. Special Forces in Yemen. All they're doing is securing drug routes, ladies and gentlemen. Yemen, new frontier on U.S. war on terror. An increased violence in Yemen is a clear indication that military campaigns to crush al-Qaeda-inspired violence extend far beyond the borders of Afghanistan and Pakistan. And then it goes into the 24 million people living there and how it's a recruiting ground and how 70 million or 40 million pounds has been spent and how the CIA is there with U.S. commandos. And I haven't even gotten into my evidence yet. I'm going to come back, finish up with the article. And how they set this young punk up. Well, I tell you, they hire him dumber and dumber. Because, see, you got different types of terror. You got real terror, which is just asymmetrical warfare. Anyone resisting the globalists is called terror. Then you got all the fake forms.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth.
I hurt myself today.
Hurting yourself. Self-inflicted wounds. False flag. Inside job. Anyone who's taken community college level criminology knows most crimes are inside jobs. Then you look at Key Bono, who benefits. Then you look at all the evidence on the ground, and most terrorism is staged. You've got events where a Palestinian woman goes on board a bus and stabs 25 people, killing 11 of them. That's real. That's rage. You've got events where Palestinian suicide bombers do go up in the middle of IDF soldiers and blow themselves up. That's real. I mean, you've got cases where a father blows up, comes home, and kills their family. I mean, it's killing. You've got cases where Native Americans would fight people trying to take their land. Today, they would be called terrorists. In fact, they were called evil, heathen, savage, terrorist. And that doesn't mean I have solidarity with every group that's running around, you know, blowing themselves up. But the point is, they're always called cowards, and they're always called, you know, terrorists and all this stuff. And what they are is people fighting. It's a military. I mean, it doesn't mean that your group can't still go out and try to kill them, and that's what goes on, but just be honest about what they are. So, number one, they're training us to ninny and freak out over somebody with an underwear bomb who started a small fire on an airplane. And they're acting like it's the end of the world. No, we've got to have body scanners. We've got to have checkpoints, and only essential travel should be allowed, and you've got to be a prisoner on the plane. You can't get up to go to the bathroom, and you can't have electronics, and you can't cover your lap with anything now, and everyone's got to be watched and face forward. You're all prisoners. And, hey, how dare you complain about all this airport security? This is needed. And now all these different client governments, the Egyptians and others, are saying, oh, yes, there are 300 Al-Qaeda. Yesterday it was 25. Now there's 300. And the Fox News and CNN are reporting there's 5,000 white Al-Qaeda. Oh, you can't trust your white neighbor either. Oh, the conservative right-wingers, they secretly have linked up with the militias. I mean, I've seen this on the news. Because the real target of all of this is gun owners, conservatives, landowners, and people that don't want America to turn into a communist-run state for bankers. Literally. We have the MIAC and Homeland Security documents. It's all for the American people. And so they're going to blow up some airplanes and stop and foil some attacks. They're going to provocateur unstable Muslim lunatics who were always handled and run. Going back to the types, you've got real terror attacks. You've got provocateur, where they find a useful idiot who think they're really working for some shadowy Muslim group, and really they're working for MI5, MI6, CIA, or other Western intelligence. That's come out literally hundreds of times. You've got other events. So you've got purely staged events. You've got provocateur events. You've got setup events where they'll tell a young Muslim or somebody, yeah, be here. We're going to pick you up at the corner of Washington and Liberty for your new job, and then a truck bomb drives up, somebody gets out, they say, yeah, get in, the person walks off, and the truck bomb blows up. So you've got provocateur, you've got real terrorism, provocateur action, you've got pure patsy action, and then you've got events that never happen, just where they say, oh, our ship was attacked, Gulf of Tonkin and many other cases, where they just make up it was attacked and then launch a huge war. You have just complete hoaxes. And then you have completely synthetic terror attacks that, from pillar to post, have no patsies, no idiots, no front men, no people you're setting up involved. You've got those. So let me see. You got real terror attacks. You got provocateur terror attacks. You got patsy terror attacks. You've got hoax terror attacks, and you've got completely manufactured terror attacks that actually kill people. How many types are that? Is that five? Real terror attacks, totally provocateur terror attacks, patsy terror attacks that didn't happen, they announced, and the fifth type, the completely manufactured, like 9/11. There's your five. Well, it wasn't completely manufactured because you had a few patsies involved, but the main operation was government run. So it's kind of a hybrid. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll continue with this latest case.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I want to open the phones up specifically on health care and, of course, the latest underwear bomber launching a complete police state crackdown worldwide, new wars in Yemen. I mean, you got to love it. The globalists bombard whole nations, destroy their infrastructure, Serbia, Iraq, you name it. And that's loving and good, but somebody sets off a firecracker, we all just cower and ask our giant military that's taken over our nation and that spends more than all 50 states combined every year now, oh, please vanquish our enemies. All these people are subhuman. Kill them. You don't think that same system doesn't see you as subhuman? Don't you understand? If you don't value all human life, you don't value anybody's. That's why abortion's so bad. Oh, that's not a baby. Oh, that's not a human, that Iraqi. That's a Muslim extremist. Then the government puts Muslim extremists in charge in Afghanistan and Iraq. Who do you think funded the Muslim extremists to take over Iran in 53? Who do you think funded the Muslim extremists to take over Afghanistan in the 80s? Who do you think used Muslim extremists to bring down Saddam? I'm sick of it! All you stupid fake conservatives telling me to give up my rights or some turban-headed boogeyman's going to get me. Don't you understand that those turban-headed boogeymen are a bunch of opium-running mafia dons who use a bunch of idiot Muslims beneath them to go out and stir up a few problems to scare the ninnying West into going along with giving up their freedom when the whole thing's aimed at us? 1-800-259-9231. People better get this and get it quicker. It's over for this country. You've heard me go over some of the evidence. The hype. The troops already being deployed to Yemen. The troops already being deployed to other areas in the Middle East and North Africa. The hype saying we've got to go in. The hype saying look for people to try to bomb airplanes. If they're going to keep the police state going, they got to provocateur it. Then you got this rich kid on no-fly list who's allowed to get on the airplane. And then a man's there filming the whole flight with his camera aimed at the hijacker, aimed at the bomber. And then you got his dad who's rich, who warns the U.S. Embassy, confirmed now that his son was getting involved with terrorists. But if you're a congressman who makes the government mad, you can't fly. If you're a veteran, you suddenly are on the no-gun buy list, no judge, no jury, a million plus and growing. But if you are Muhammad Atta, and again, on any of these issues, it's been repeated over and over again. The Malaysian terror summit a year before 9/11, they're all on the terror watch list. Muhammad Atta and five others. They fly back into Saudi Arabia to then fly to the U.S. The embassy says no, they are listed as al-Qaeda terrorists, and they get a call from the State Department saying, you'll let them in, Springman. He said, I'm not going to do that. That's immoral. He gets a call from one of the deputy heads of the State Department saying, look, this is a CIA cover. Those guys are being trained at U.S. military bases in counterterror. And then the media spun that. Well, al-Qaeda must have infiltrated then. I saw these headlines like, FBI believes there's al-Qaeda moles at the top of the Justice Department. Oh, yeah. Guys in turbans from caves. Uh-huh. Don't you FBI guys see it when it's right in front of your face?
It's true they trained at our bases. It's true we let them in. They were double, triple agents. That's how they double-crossed us. Oh, yeah, they did.
That's how they mentally, well, okay, well, that's the case. Let's have a big investigation about it. Let's see it more than just a few newspapers. Because the average schmo out there getting raped by the government doesn't know why they're getting raped. They really think Muhammad Atta attacked us. They don't know that guy was trained at more spook compounds than James Bond. Comprende? Oh, man, I'm getting angry. See, it's the same story over and over and over. Muhammad Atta and others did drill after drill after drill after drill. It came out on the news. And people get off the planes, captains would report them, and the FBI would come to them and say, you keep your mouth shut about what you saw. Do you understand? And see, the FBI, they don't want to talk to all these families and all these witnesses and all these well-trained witnesses like lawyers and others who were there and are clearly, definitively reporting on what they saw. They don't want to talk to them. Now there's public pressure, they might. Because they've been told, don't look into that. Don't look into who brought them through security. Don't look at why they didn't need any ID. Don't look at why somebody was videotaping them, had the camera trained on them. What was that for again? That's to make the patsy feel good. Let me walk you through security, helping you here for the drill. Now, once on the plane, we're going to do this drill. And it's going to test the responsiveness of air marshals on board. And I guarantee you, they're telling that moron right now that, okay, now you're in a deeper cover operation. Just go along with this through the trial. In fact, I remember articles like 4 or 5 years ago, mainstream news, Watson's got to pull them up, where it would turn out they would stage fake arrests of al-Qaeda leaders and then release them a year later, and it would say, well, they staged their arrest for their safety and released them later. I'll guarantee you that's it. All the pieces. Now, we know it's staged. We know with Hassan. It's been reported multiple shooters, guns going off for minutes after he was on the ground. We know he was for 2 years talking to who he believed was al-Qaeda, this Muslim cleric who in every case of foiled bombings in the U.S. or shootings is the Muslim leader of the people who's always left alone. This idiot, Hassan, for 2 years is throwing fits and talking about how much he loves suicide bombers. Anyone else would have been court-martialed in seconds. He's left alone. He's protected. He thinks he's sending emails to Al-Qaeda. And the CIA and FBI leave it alone and then tell Congress they can't see the full emails for national security. Just like they can't see Muhammad Atta and his training record at U.S. bases. Do you understand it's on record they were trained at bases? Now, do we know exactly what happened? No. But we know the official story is a lie. It's got more holes than a Folger can that you shoot in the back of grandma's back 40 with a 12-gauge. More holes than a sieve. Than a redneck sieve, a Folger can with a shotgun blast through it. We know who's got the motive. We've seen this duck walk down the runway. We know what it looks like, how it quacks, how it waddles, how it swims. We've seen it over and over again. This duck was born and bred to scare chicken-necked, limp-wristed yuppies into herding their kids through naked body scanners. And notice now, all over the media and the feds, we've got to have scanners. Everybody's got to go through them. Local flights, we don't care. Biometrics, DNA, shock bracelets, you got to have it all. We got to have them in malls. The terrorists are going to hit malls. What did I tell you a year ago? And now they're having weird drills at Mall of the American everywhere else, and drills in Austin. And I'm telling you, folks, you start seeing a bunch of cops running around and a bunch of people on walkie-talkies in a mall, you better get you and your family out of there because they'll gun your butt down, shoot a few cops while they're at it. The commandos will run out the back door. They'll have some bearded patsy they shoot in the back of the head. And they'll do, and they tell these special forces men, we're doing this because America is threatened by the Muslims, and by killing a few of our weak people, we get them motivated to be tough like they need to be. That's why you were chosen for this program, Captain. Are you ready to carry out this operation? Yes, sir, I am. And just in case you ever think you're going to speak out, you understand your family will be held responsible. Yes, sir, I do. That's why you volunteered. Good, good, Red Leader. 10 years later, Red Leader's leading 20-30 squads worldwide, murdering and torturing. That's how this works. They get them in those briefing rooms and go, you're real men, selected for the assassination teams you've led against communists and child molesters. And then they slowly get them into killing more and more innocent people until they believe the end justifies the means. What do they give Delta Force as their graduation? Before they get chosen, they passed all the physical stuff. It's a joint forces group of the Navy SEALs, the Marine Force Recon, Army Green Berets. How do they hire them? They go, okay, you've passed everything. You have one night to read Machiavelli's The Prince, The End Justifies the Means, and write a report on it. And if you write a report and say the end justifies the means, I'll kill 100 innocent people to save 1,000, then welcome, you pass the test. Welcome to Delta Force. And then the guy says they won't do it. They say, we've decided you're better for command. We're going to move you to Special Forces training. You're not going to be in an active squadron. Good job. You pass the test. That's how the Masons select the good guys from the bad guys. And they tell the good guys, oh, you pass the test. They tell the bad guys, you pass the test. And they compartmentalize it. And that's how this works. And that's why they go out and wire the World Trade Centers. And they got a big pool of zealots who carry out terror attacks, believing they're working for Muslim groups. Really funded by the globalists in most cases. And they got radical Israelis believe they're working for Israel. Don't see the bigger picture that carry out terror attacks. And they got a bunch of people from our government and Christians, mainly Protestants and others, people that have converted from being Protestants so they can work for the Vatican as mercenaries like Eric Prince. Blackwater, totally devilish. End justifies the means. Now, I've gone over a lot of this, and there's other facets, but you see the pre-programming before the attack. You see the same rollout as Afghanistan and Iraq. The troops mass. They tell you, get ready. They announce, here's the new enemy. They launch the attack. And now they're saying, and if the public bites on this, they'll escalate it. The public didn't bite on the flu, so they backed off on that. If the public bites on this, and they're in the, again, I told you that those White House terror alerts were politically motivated. Every time they wanted to get legislation passed, that's now been declassified. It's on record. It's a fraud. You understand? And it's also being launched now because his approval rating has fallen to a certain point, that he's now in terminal decline, lowest level of any president 1 year into their presidency, less than 1 year, 11 months. It'll be a year, January 21st, next year, less than a month from now. What, 22 days from now? 23. So it just fits on all their fronts. That's why I said, look for staged terror attacks. Now, Savage hates Muslims so much, he probably won't get it. He said, look for staged events. Hey, Savage, can you see it? This is the beginning of the Reichstag events. But it's against the Muslims you hate so much. But you need to understand, Savage, is this is being done so that the public goes along with the next tightening of the straitjacket of the chains we're in the name of fighting them over there, when it's really designed for us here and to launch new wars. Okay, let's go to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. How you doing, Jones?
Good.
All right, I have a couple of questions. One, the health care bill. I know that you went over all the negative aspects of that comes with the bill. When do you see them actually trying to, implement a lot of those negative things into law or into...
Well, they're run by... The globalists are run by psych warfare experts who understand human and animal psychology. So it's a domestication process. It'll be done incrementally. That's why they're going to phase it in over 4 years, because they found if people feel like they're given wiggle room, that they'll go along with something. So, it phases in over 4 years. And the first year, you don't get 5 years of prison. You just get a fine. But in 4 years, if you don't have it, that gives you plenty of time. Come on. And that allows them to fine-tune it, find out who's resisting, propagandize more. Just like they always phase in new anti-gun bills over time or new environmental taxes over time. So, no, we know, 4 years. In 2013... In 2014, it'll be fully implemented.
But starting in 2010 up to about 2014 is when we can see some of the negative aspects of this bill.
They will immediately next year start jerking money out of your paychecks and making your employer give matching money for insurance. And then the insurance companies have already started raising prices, and their stocks are way up. They wrote the bill. It's a giant corporate boondoggle. See, in the New World Order, you pay your taxes directly to the banks, which are the insurance companies. It's Siamese twins. And just like, they're announcing, we don't care if Copenhagen failed. You will now pay your taxes directly to the IMF.
Isn't that illegal, though? I mean, like, as far
but it's
as...
It's all
like,
illegal. It's illegal to say there's no Fourth Amendment. We spy on all of you without warrants. It's illegal to say we grab U.S. citizens off the street, take them to black sites for torture. It's illegal when CIA aircraft crash every year. Imagine how many others aren't crashing full of pure cocaine, meaning it's coming from the source.
And what I mean by
it's illegal, according to human law and common sense, to be putting hundreds of deadly chemicals in the water supply. But they do it.
What I meant by that is that I was reading in the, in the news and the Internet and so on and so forth, that the various politicians are going to try to fight it in the court and say that, okay, it's against the Constitution.
Yes, it's totally unconstitutional.
And, all right, I have one other question. I'll try to shoot
some
more.
That's the good news. You're right. You're right. Mike, if we fight this, and if we just start fighting these people, we'll win. It'll take time. It won't be overnight. But these yuppies, they want a McDonald's Happy Meal instantly out the window. And let me tell you, you're not going to beat these people overnight. It's going to take commitment and never stopping. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right, because I'm imagining if people see in their paycheck, all these different taxes or new taxes and whatever that's going to be coming out of their paycheck taken out, Hell, it seems like it should cause a goddamn revolt with all the stuff that's going on with the economy.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, but that's the issue. That's why, it's a 0.25% of a point the first 6 months, and then 1%, and then 2, and then 2.5, and then 3, and then 3.5, and then 4. But how many taxes take 2 or 3% out of your check? I had an accountant do the numbers because I pay all the taxes, all the fines, all the fees, keep my nose clean so I can expose these criminals and not let them catch me on a technicality. I choose my battles. You choose yours. And I'm paying 71% taxes. And then my employees are all paying taxes. 71% of the money goes to some stinking government. I mean, feudal serfs in Europe only paid 10 to 20. Sheriff of Nottingham was taking 20, and that caused a revolt in central and northern England. In Sheffield, where Watson sits over there, 20%. What was it, a 3% tax on tea was the last straw here?
And a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Salente coming up live, joining us via video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for radio listeners. You can still get 5 months free plus at PrisonPlanet.tv, but it won't last more than a week or so. They always get rid of it by the first week of January. PrisonPlanet.tv or online at Infowars.com. All the books, all the films, all of the different materials are there available. at Infowars.com. Look, the bottom line is this. There are evil people in every tribe, every race, every group. And those evil people always play different groups off against each other via tribe, via race, because that distracts people from the real enemy, which is evil people working together in scams and giant frauds. And that's what's going on. That's what's happening. That's what we're fighting together as a society. And you better stop trusting your government. You better learn how they operate. Let's talk to John in Colorado. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, I tell people that a lot of our federal income tax money goes to the Bank of England, and they don't believe me. Is there any truth to that?
You tell them what again?
That a lot of our federal income tax money that people pay goes to the Bank of England.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, there was a congressional commission in 1981 that Reagan commissioned them to do a study, and they found that 100% of federal income tax goes to interest on the debt. See, when a dollar is created, $10 trillion in fiat loans is made, and the balance sheets are now computers that the private banks can loan out, and the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve are partners. And so, yes, that's exactly how it works.
Well, I keep thinking how prices keep going up in the United States on everything and taxes. Do you think the British Empire, the Queen of England's behind a lot of this?
Absolutely. I mean, they're big power players. Almost as big is Queen Beatrix. Their holdings are secret. It is so mind-blowing. It's the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the royalty of Europe. Go ahead.
These guys.
Pardon me?
Like the King of Saudi Arabia, you know, the big wigs in the world are behind all this.
Yeah, and they all have meetings together. I mean, you get all the big royalty together at Bilderberg, and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers are all there, and they sit around, and occasionally they get in fights with each other, but they all agree on keeping the public down, setting up a world government run by private corporations that they own. Where there are no checks and balances, there are no freedom, and now they're out in the open announcing world government, tyrannical, authoritarian, to shut off your resources, and they all fund eugenics groups. The Saudis do, the Brits do, the Israelis do. It's just all a nightmare.
So it's like they really do want it. Seems like they want to kill off a lot of the population.
That's all they talk about, sir. They all write books about it. I mean, I am literally like the little kid pointing at the emperor and saying he's not wearing fine clothes, he's naked. That's why I'm so frustrated, John. This is not hard. It's only hard to admit how scary it is.
Well, you know, people always say they and them and those people. We need more names. You know, we need to know who are these people doing all this to us so we can
have
go stand in front of their house and throw rocks at them. I mean.
Oh, that's terrorism.
No, that's not. That's just defending
I'm being
yourself.
Sarcastic. I don't know, but that's how they set up the world, where you know the smallest thing is a big freak out, but when they blow up whole cities, it's loving and good. Absolutely. I appreciate your call, John. We're going to talk about trends coming up in the next year with Gerald Celente. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 1 minute when we come back. And we're going to talk to him about the latest terror attack.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.